Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Jaws Cleaners, and we got a big giveaway going on today, which I'll explain in a bit. It's jawscleans.com. That is their website. You can check out the glass cleaner, the kitchen cleaner, the floor cleaner. They got a whole bunch of cleaners. In fact, a big giveaway going on. So here it is. You ready? You can just go to my blog. It's GarySullivanOnline.com. You can go to my Facebook page. It's Gary Sullivan Public Figure. And you can register to win. They're going to give away three kits, and it's a complete line of their products. It'll include a bottle, a sprayer, eight products, two refill pods for each product, microfiber towels, and I'm telling you, it's the ultimate kit, including the multipurpose cleaner, the foaming bathroom cleaner, glass, kitchen, floor, shower, disinfectant, and granite cleaners. How's that for a giveaway? All right, GarySullivanOnline.com. You can check that page, our Facebook page, Public Figure. You can also go to JawsCleans.com /Gary/Sullivan-giveaway. But you can just hang out at GarySullivanOnline.com and they'll get you a registration there. We'll let you know who the lucky winners are. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. We got a busy day. In fact, speaking of deals, we got another deal. You're going to hear a lot of deals today. It is that time of year, too. Gutterbrush. Gutterbrush has got the summer sale going on, and that's discounted. So the deal's good. I'm looking for the exact number. I think it's 25%, but I'm going to check. Yes, okay. And, so you can get like a 120-foot pack. The Gutterbrush is the one just slides right in the gutters. You know, regularly that's like $3.99. The sale price is $2.99. About $2.49 a foot. And 25% off. The shipping is free. And no codes are needed. And this is for this weekend. It goes through Monday. Great deal. If you're going to be doing some ladder work already, cleaning windows, caulking windows, painting, get some of that gutter brush and slide them in those gutters. Keep all the leaves and junk out. Keep those gutters freeing slowly. Freely, slowly. All right, let's get to the phones here. It's 800-823-8255. We'll go to Irene. Irene, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. I have a problem. I sand it in my deck. It's 25 feet by 10, and it's clear wood now. The deck is 50 years old, but the wood is pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And I need to know what to put on it. There's a semi... clear stain and a clear transparent stain. So what do I need to do?
What was on there when you sanded it off? Was it painted or was it stained?
What's that?
What was on that floor when you sanded it?
It's 50 years old, so right. We originally put some stain on it. Mm-hmm. And then what I did is bought a stain paint. And so I power washed it and did that. Uh-huh. As best I could, and then my grandson sanded it with a regular, you know, a rental sander. Uh-huh. And then I went and sanded each board by hand with my palm sander. So now it's just clear wood.
Okay. What kind of wood is this? Not, if it's 50 years old, probably not pressured.
It's got knots in it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and your choices are a semi-transparent stain where you can see the wood grain, correct?
Yeah, I picked up some brochures on Behr, semi-transparent stain, and it comes in different colors. And other one was that I picked up was, I can't think of the name right now. But anyway, I picked up a couple brochures, and so they all, you know, seem pretty much the same. They have various colors in this.
Right. They're all different. So that's just the way it goes. What color are you kind of looking at right now?
Well, the railing is red, has been stained redwood.
Okay.
So that's...
So you're going to stay in that color family?
So I want to, you know, the floor looks so nice, so light with the background with the redwood.
Right.
But I'm not sure how to, you know, what
okay.
to do.
All right. Well, let me give you a little crash course on, you know, deck staining or porch floor staining. The Behr product is a good one. The lighter the color, the shorter the lifespan. Okay, so that clear you'll probably do every year or two, unless it's a very shaded area.
Well, I'm 83, going to be 84, so I don't know how many years I need to think about that. Mm-hmm. So as long as I can get it where, see what happens is the it faces the west, northwest, and when it does rain or snow, the ends of the board get water, you know, the water just sits on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, did they have like a varnish on them before? Or was it
no.
just stain? Okay,
no.
just stain. All right. So
let me tell you, I picked up Behr, and it's got exterior wood stains and finishes, but this then I've got Defy wood stain.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably the top of the lines when it comes to good flooring stain. So the Defy, you can go to their website if you want. It's defywoodstain.com. It's available at Do It Best Hardware stores. The reason I say it's different is, number one, that is a water-based stain. And a water-based stain holds up better to the sun than a solvent-based stain. So facing northwest, it's going to be less likely. It's all going to fade. But
right.
it's going to fade at a much slower rate because it's a water base. It also has nanoparticles of zinc oxide, which is the same thing as sunscreen, basically. Nanoparticles, you could probably put a million of them on the end of a pin to show you how small they are. So having that zinc oxide in there, it really protects it from the UV rays of the sun, which breaks down stain.
Well,
so
the deck is covered, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun doesn't beat on it at all, except on the edges, probably.
All right. Good, good. It also has a wonderful, wonderful mildicide in it to keep mildew and mold from forming on it.
Okay.
I know a little bit more about that product than the Behr, though I do know Behr's a good product. But I couldn't tell you if that's a solvent base or an acrylic.
Okay, but when I read the directions for the Defy, you have to put it on, and then you do it in sections, and then you got to do it a second time.
Right. What you're doing is you're doing two coats wet on wet for ultimate protection, which is not anything like two coats of paint or anything like that. So let's say you did 10 square feet and you just rolled it on or brushed it on. Actually, they have an applicator that they have, which is phenomenal. It puts down a lot of that stain on that surface. I mean, you could probably do that 10-foot section probably in 5 minutes, and the second coat probably in 2 minutes. I mean, it's kind of like almost a stain mop, if you will. So easy to apply. There's a little bit more preparation work in there, and I would highly recommend you do that. In other words, even though it's sanded clear, and the wood looks, you know, new. If you use a deck brightener on there, it is actually a wood bleach, which opens up the pores of the wood and it allows that stain to penetrate deeper into the wood. The deeper it penetrates into the wood, the longer it's going to last.
Okay.
So that's just a matter of taking a deck brightener, getting it on that surface. Light scrub maybe with a street broom and hose it off. 2 hours later, you can apply the stain.
Okay, how is that versus the Behr? And it comes here with transparent. It's got a lot of colors. Just add subtle color to the wood grain. Resist rain after 4 hours. So, do you know a little bit about the Behr?
I don't. I know it's a good product, but I don't know in depth about, you know, nanoparticles. I'm sure it's got a mildicide in it. I'm sure it's got some protection. But I can tell you in studies, the Defy probably outlasted any other deck stain by a year or two.
Okay.
But it's a good product. I'm not going to knock that price. I think you'd be fine with either. It's just, you know, if you want an extra season or two and a little bit more effort, it might be worth it.
Do you have to put that deck sealer on it?
That is the deck sealer.
Oh, it says, okay, it's called well, there's a bottle here. It says Extreme Composite Deck Sealer, a durable finish that restores the new look. Oh, okay, so I don't need to think about that one.
Right, right. That's for composite woods like your Trex and stuff.
Okay.
Just get the regular Defy deck stain and you'll be good to go. All right. Thanks much, Irene. Ron Wilson, he's coming up next. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix it right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, in the Sullivan household, we use Odor Magic all the time. And if you're planning a vacation, whether you're staying in a hotel, condo, RV, or camper, hey, don't let unwanted odors ruin that vacation. Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. They've got products that'll make your vacation smell even better. You can spray Odor Exit's magic on the walls of your smoky hotel room. It also eliminates pet odors. It's safe, it's easy, it's effective, and it absorbs unwanted odors. It's magic. Receive 15% off by using the code Gary. Visit OdorExit.com today. Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Clogged gutters are a nightmare. They're dangerous to clean and can actually damage the foundation of your home. So here's the good news. It's easy to keep your gutters flowing year-round with Gutter Brush. It's the same gutter guard I have on my home, and this weekend you can save 25% off and get free shipping. Visit GutterBrush.com to place your order directly or call 888-397-9433 for your 25% discount. No codes needed. Hurry. Sale ends Monday. That's 888-397-9433 or gutterbrush.com.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is my favorite refillable household cleaner and is the best glass cleaner you'll find. The new Jaws multi-purpose cleaner with a great lavender fragrance is the perfect addition to the Jaws lineup of cleaners and perfect for your everyday cleaning needs. Also, check out Jaws Ultimate Cleaning Kit with 6 cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com.
Well, it's time to bring in our gardening guru, Ron Wilson. In fact, I'd like to check out his website. It's ronwilsononline.com. Lots of great tips. And Mr. Wilson, how's your garden grow?
Right now, I don't know, because I'm just kind of kicked back here in the studios. Got my Gary Sullivan look.
Just kind of chilling, huh?
Yeah, I just got my feet propped up and laying back.
Yeah, good.
Relaxing.
I want to let everybody know this little gardening tip is brought to you by Gutter Brush.
Gutterbrush.com,
25% off.
What?
No shipping charge.
What?
It's a deal deal.
That's so legalized stealing right there.
And no, take advantage. It's a great way to keep those gutters clean and free-flowing, which brings me to my question to you today.
Yeah, get on it right away because fall's right around the corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so my question is, since your trees cause my gutters problems,
mm-hmm.
When is a good time? I remember we used to talk, we haven't for a while, about feeding trees, you know, actually aerating around the tree and putting food in for the trees. Is that something that still should be done, or has it kind of went a different direction?
No, you know, I still like vertical mulching, especially if you have heavy soils. Mm-hmm. And vertical mulching being like core aerating your lawn on steroids, where you're drilling inch and a half, 2-inch diameter holes down about 12 inches into the ground.
Okay.
And backfill those with a, you know, like a turfus, something like that, and creating these channels. And really, that's the benefit of that thing is you open up the soil.
Right.
If you can put organic matter back in there, like compost or pine finds or something, it would be great. Okay. they used to do that, and they would add fertilizer and kind of put it back in those holes. You had to be very careful doing that because you had to evenly distribute the fertilizer around the tree. So that they don't do that particular style of feeding as much as they used to. But
vertical mulching is.
But the vertical mulching is very important. But again, feeding, you know, they'll inject it still with water soluble fertilizers. Okay. You can, you know, you can put it in those holes. You can, for folks that have smaller trees, if you want to, you know, if you've got a nice big bed, you can just sprinkle a granular fertilizer in the mulch and water it in and feed it that way. And the thing of it is, do trees need to be fed? Not necessarily.
Go back 25 years and they used to have those Job tree food spikes and hammered those in. I just don't see that as a big deal anymore.
They still sell them.
Do they?
And you know, folks use them. But here's the kicker. I always tell folks, if you're going to use, and I'm not a tree food spike fan, but if you use them, break them in half. Buy the number that you need.
Okay.
Then break those in half so that you get more even distribution, because sometimes it may say, I only need two spikes or four spikes. We'll make it eight and then four and then break it in half. So you have eight of them, and then put them in the ground so they're 6 or 8 inches down into the ground, not feeding the turf.
Okay.
So, you know, they're still out there, and you can still do that. But in many cases, you know, the tree may not necessarily need to be
mine
fed.
Don't. I can tell you mine don't. They're growing. Yeah. They're doing just fine on their own.
Exactly.
I don't want a human screwing it up.
Exactly. So you may not have to do anything. Now, sometimes, if you look around our area right now, you look at red maples. There are a lot of them that are very kind of chlorotic, have kind of lost their color, yellow on the ends. That could be a lack of iron, could be a lack of manganese, a lack of a certain mineral or nutrient in the soil. Right. And that may require a little bit of a pH adjustment and adding that back to the soil to bring those back around. Okay. So that's a possibility. But timing to do it, typically in the spring, you know, through the spring season or in the fall, either way,
What can a homeowner do if they have a tree and they've been packing it with mulch and they're pulling the mulch back and they find a root that's growing up around the trunk of the tree? It's almost like it's strangling it. Is that something that should be cut away?
Yeah, and that's called a girdling root. We probably see that more and more all the time, especially when folks are growing trees from container grown trees that can sometimes create that early on.
Okay.
And you know, you kind of watch for that. And if it's not grown into the trunk of the trunk too awfully deep, you can cut it on both ends and just either remove it or cut it on both ends and let it kind of disintegrate. And it'll seal itself back over. But girdling roots can be a major issue on stressing a tree, causing one side to die out, one side, you know, and eventually lose the tree as well. So always watch for that. And never over mulch.
Right.
1 to 3 inches deep, maybe 4 at the max, and always keep it away from the trunk of the tree. That helps to eliminate those roots from growing around the base of the tree.
You know how much I love my Japanese maple. I've noticed some of the leaves are kind of drying up and falling off the tree. Is that just shedding for moisture, or could it be in trouble?
Well, you know, they have been hit the last couple years with some freezes. And, you know, you start to get into a hot spell or a dry spell, sometimes that starts to show up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I have had this past week, believe it or not, 3 or 4 emails from folks with established Japanese maples saying all of a sudden the ends are starting to scorch. That's what it's from.
Yep. That's exactly what's happening in the house.
Just stick with it. It may be just fine.
I will stick with it. Mr. Wilson, thank you very much. And thanks to Gutterbrush for sponsoring your little stay with us.
Always a pleasure.
All right. All right. You got the phone number. You can join us. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home. Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last a season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com. Also at Do It Best stores. Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, the nation's largest provider of plumbing repair services and a great place to work. Roto-Rooter is hiring experienced plumbers and training new ones. So if you're good with your hands and have great customer service skills, listen to this. There's a shortage of skilled repair plumbers, which means you'll enjoy great pay, benefits, and advancement in the plumbing trade. Visit rotorooter.com and click on the Careers tab to learn more.
Let's get back to work. What do you say? You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Our phone number, if you'd like to join us, talk about your home project, it's 800-823-8255. You can grab a line. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome.
Morning, Gary. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Great, great. Hey, got a question for you. My driveway needs leveled, and it seems to me that there's two types of leveling, you know, mud jacking or foam. I wanted your opinion, pros and cons of each. Is one better than the other?
Well,
and is there a better time of year to have that done?
I don't think there's really a better time of year. I've had mine mainly done in the summer and fall. A lot of them shut down in the wintertime, but you know, I don't think I'd want it real wet. So summer and fall, I would say, would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm in the Cleveland suburbs, so you know, if my if where I'm at matters,
No, I'd say between now and probably November, you'd be great.
Okay.
Now, and as far as the, you know, the cementitious grouting being pumped or the foams being pumped, you know, foam got a lot of PR when they started doing that. But as far as from what I can determine, foam is usually used more as a convenience for being able to correct the problem. Let's say you got a, you know, a couple acres, and in the back you got a like a tool shed on a slab, and that slab is, you know, sunk on one corner, and you can't really get your equipment back there. That's where the foam comes into play. That can be transported by hose a lot easier. You don't need the mixer back there and all that. You don't tear up the ground. So I would say it's more used as a convenience for being able to reach places. Also, maybe a little bit more in industrial areas where they don't want a lot of heavy equipment back in a given area. But for a typical home with everything up front, if you will, the patio, the sidewalk, the driveway, the garage floor, the cementitious grouting is in, you know, will do the job quite nicely.
Is it more durable, or?
I don't even know if it's rated as more durable. It's just that you can, again, you can accomplish it either task. I think they both work. The foam is a little bit more expensive, but I would say it's more of a convenience for the contractor rather than a you know, lifespan of the product's going to be better.
Okay. Yeah, that, I don't think that wouldn't be an issue in my situation.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
it's my driveway. It's right off the street. It's easily accessible.
Right, right. So, yeah, I've had probably different areas of my home, two or three areas done over the last three or four years. It's wonderful. And people that aren't familiar with concrete leveling or slab jacking or mud jacking, it's called different things in different parts of the country. It is phenomenal. I mean, rather than tearing a slab out, geez, old Pete's, I mean, it's, you know, 20% of the cost, maybe a third. But and they'll guarantee, a lot of them will guarantee it for, you know, 3 years. If it settles again, they'll come back and re-jack it. It isn't the material that's failing. It's Mother Earth, you know, another gap, another sinkhole.
Right, you know, yeah, whatever's going on underneath it.
Exactly, exactly. So,
right, yeah. Cool. Thank you very much, Gary. Have a good
All
day.
All right, you bet, Paul. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Paul's line's open, 800-823-8255. Steve, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm fine. Thanks, Steve.
Say, I have a brick patio that my landscaper put in about 3 years ago, and I noticed that some of the filler had eroded, and I called, and you suggested to put some palmeric sand in, which I've done.
Okay.
But I let it get hardened before I cleaned it up, and before I did anything, I thought I'd call and ask you, other than chiseling, which may not be the best idea, do you have any other suggestions that would get rid of the residue that I did not clean up in time?
So the residue is the palmeric sand that was on the surface?
Yes, I just didn't get it off but before it hardened.
Huh. There, you know, that's a great question. I've never been asked that. so I'm kind of scrambling, thinking in my head. The one thing that comes to mind, and to be real honest with you up front, I don't know if it would work. But the good thing is here is it's not, you know, it's a polymer. It's not a cementitious particular product, but there's polymers used like in mortar. So I think one of the things I would try, have you tried any household cleaners like a vinegar or anything along those lines?
No, I haven't done anything because I thought I'd call you first.
Yeah, I would try in an inconspicuous corner some vinegar. Now, I'm not saying my whole patio is going to be cleaned with this vinegar. I would just see if it does anything. At the hardware stores, they have a mortar remover. It's not going to remove mortar out of a joint of a house or anything, but that splash that you would get on there, it's a mild acid, which would also cut polymers. I think that's what I would try first. Now, the reason I bring up the vinegar is that's a mild acid. You might get some lightening with it. I would certainly give that a try. I'd put it on there in a, you know, on the corner or something, let it sit for a while. It's not going to damage the pavers at all. And just see if that loosens it at all. If not, I would get some of the mortar remover. Again, try it in a corner spot. You never know what all those pavers are made of and how much etching is going to take place. I think you'll be okay, but always try it in a out of the reach place, if you will.
So just vinegar that you buy at the store?
Like white vinegar. Store. Just try some white vinegar.
Okay.
And again, I don't know if that'll work or not. It's just, you know, it's kind of a, you know, if it works, that'd be great.
Better than chiseling is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. See, and I don't think it's going to have enough acid in there to really chew into it that far, but you never know. And again, the mortar remover, that would definitely be powerful enough to break that down because that's what they use. Like if they were doing your sidewalk and slop some concrete, some cementitious mixture up against the brick, that's what you would use to remove that.
Okay. Well, excellent. That's a great suggestion. I appreciate it.
Very good,
Steve. Hearing the question, you have some good suggestions.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Call anytime. All righty, and let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I have a question. Some crayon they mark on the interior wall, and I knew fingernail polish remover to move the heavy stuff off the wall, you know, the crayon off the wall. And I was just wondering, if TSP washed the wall down, would that be good enough to go ahead and repaint the wall?
Well, I think you'd want to get that crayon off all the way, and there is what you're going to remove crayon with is also going to remove some latex paint, and if you're going to repaint anyway, I think that's the direction I would go. There is a product called, and I don't know if the TSP's probably, it's not going to take the crayon off.
Well, I just want to wash the wall. I got the crayon and stuff off.
Oh, you got it off
already.
I just
want to wash the wall down.
Oh, yeah, 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 sure. If you're, if you've got that crayon off already and you want to wash that wall down, yeah,
yes.
get a non-rinse liquid TSP.
Non-rinse?
Right.
Okay. Okay, that should do it then. Do I have
Very
to
good.
Prime that again?
Well, you can use, it depends what kind of paint you're going to use. There's a lot of paints now that are self-priming.
Oh, okay.
The Sherwin-Williams Duration and the Emerald and all those are all self-priming. Bear Mix is self-priming. If it's a self-priming and you've got it clean, you're good to go.
I think the paint is the Bear product. I'm not sure what to...
Well, read the label. It'll tell you if it's self-priming.
All right, then. Thank you, sir.
All right, Joe. We'll see you. Bye-bye. And let me give you the phone number, and... It's 800-823-8255. And again, the Jaws Cleaner is a big giveaway. It is the ultimate kit. There's actually 8 cleaners, 8 bottles, 2 refill pods for each bottle. And they're giving away 3 kits. And where do you register? At GarySullivanOnline.com. You can also register at Gary Sullivan Public Figure Facebook page. You can register at JawsCleans.com. So take advantage of that. What a great giveaway. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
When you encounter rust this summer, you should use PB Blaster. But to protect that metal from more rust and to lubricate it from wear, use Blaster Multi-Max Synthetic Lubricant. It's odorless and it provides the longest-lasting lubrication protection for thousands of applications. And like PB Blaster, it has the unique Blaster Pro straw top with control flow technology for a wide spray down to just a drop. Blaster Multi-Max Synthetic Lubricant. Pick up a can at a home or auto store near you. And as always, use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware. Clogged gutters are a nightmare. They're dangerous to clean and can actually damage the foundation of your home. So here's the good news. It's easy to keep your gutters flowing year-round with Gutter Brush. It's the same gutter guard I have on my home, and this weekend you can save 25% off and get free shipping. Visit gutterbrush.com to place your order directly or call 888-397-9433 for your 25% discount. No codes needed. Hurry. Sale ends Monday. That's 888-397-9433 or gutterbrush.com.
Well, in the Sullivan household, we use Odor Magic all the time. And if you're planning a vacation, whether you're staying in a hotel, condo, RV, or camper, hey, don't let unwanted odors ruin that vacation. Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. They've got products that'll make your vacation smell even better. You can spray Odor Exit's magic on the walls of your smoky hotel room. It also eliminates pet odors. It's safe, it's easy, it's effective, and it absorbs unwanted odors. It's magic. Receive 15% off by using the code Gary. Visit odorexit.com today.
All right, back at it we go. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. If you'd like to join us as we talk a little home improvement, you may do so. It's 800-823-8255. And Jack, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Gary. I got a question for you regarding slab jacking a laundry room floor. Mm-hmm. My plumbing, I have a laundry room tub in there. My plumbing comes out of the floor, And my concern is that if they slab jack it, they'll crack the lines that are embedded, I think, in the concrete. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Can you apply slab jacking to a laundry room floor? Will it work or will it crack? I had a plumber come out already and scope out the drain. Uh-huh. He says everything was solid there. But, you know, I walked away with, you know, wondering if slab jacking is the appropriate way to handle that sunk floor, or will I create a bigger problem by cracking the plumbing?
Well, so what is the plumbing made of?
It's copper.
It is copper
coming through the floor, and going down the drain is plastic.
Okay. I would say you would be fine. I'm sure the people that are doing the slab jacking can give you a definitive answer because it's really of how much pressure can that pipe handle. Remember, it's the way this works is it's filling the void beneath the slab, and once it's filled, it just creates a lift. So there is some, you know, pounds per square inch that's being injected underneath that slab. A quick guess without the data is I would say a pipe would be able to stand that pressure. But again, I think your slab jacker is going to be able to answer that question a little more definitive.
Okay, that's good. I was just trying to get an independent view, which you've provided me, which I really appreciate. One more aspect of that, there seems to be two products out there for this. There's a foam type,
right,
and there's the, I'll call it the traditional concrete slush approach.
Right.
Do you
right.
have a preference?
Well, no, it's interesting you ask that question because our first caller was from the same city you're in, Jack, and he asked me that same question. The foam and the cementitious products, it really depends on the application. As I said, the foam is a very much a convenience for the applicator. For instance, if you had a storage shed and he had to bring all his stuff way to the back of your property and, you know, the ground was wet, he's not going to be able to or want to do that. It's a convenience issue, number one. Number two, it may also have the pounds per square inch. It may be, because I know they use it a lot in industrial applications. It may be that slab jacker would use a foam in your particular circumstance. But in terms of durability, no, not so much difference. Because once that mass is there, it's there unless the earth creates another sinkhole or another void. And then a lot of times these slab jackers will actually warrant the product for 3 years and come in and just retouch it up, if you will. Because they can't control what's going on underneath. But, no, I think it's more of a convenience one. It might have something to do with the pressure, but as far as durability, they're pretty much one and the same.
Ah, okay. Well, Gary, thank you so much for your insights there, and I really enjoy listening to your show. It gives me a lot of ideas around the house here and
very
solutions,
good.
Too.
Thanks
so
for
thank
the call,
you very
Jack.
Much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, and Pat, welcome.
Well, thank you, Gary. How you doing today?
Doing great. You?
Oh, very good. Beautiful day out here.
There you go.
I got a couple questions for you. Number one, I was thinking about painting my block foundation on my brick home. Mm-hmm. And I have seen some people paint their foundations, and they use like a battleship gray color. And I really don't want to use that. I'd rather use something that's a little bit lighter. Can you recommend any product for doing that?
Oh, sure. So is this a poured foundation or block or what?
No, it's block, yeah.
Block, okay.
It's looking kind of bad, you know, over the years. Some of the mortar has kind of a little, you know, chipped and fallen out.
Well, anyways, let me just give you a bunch of ideas because there's, you know, all kinds of pricing that could go on it and, you know, depending on what you want it to look like. First of all, a good clean block with a masonry primer and an exterior paint like a Sherwin-Williams Duration or a Sherwin-Williams Emerald can be used on that surface, and it could be mixed to any color you want. So, you know, I mean, if their 1,500 colors doesn't work, you can find a color in a magazine and, you know, they can computer match it. So the color shouldn't be an issue. You should be able to find any color you want if you want it painted. Now, that would be an exterior paint, which would be, hold up against the sun, the whole works. If you wanted something a little bit more waterproof, and there's a paint called Drylock. It's Drylok. Drylock can also be mixed. It comes in white and gray, but it can be mixed at probably half strength of what they would mix their regular paints at. In other words, it won't be as precise, but it can be mixed. It doesn't have to be white or just their gray. And it offers waterproof protection. It offers up to 10 PSI water pressure resistance. So a driving rain, maybe something along those lines. I think you'd be fine with either one, too. I won't say that. Then you can get into decorative finishes. There's companies out there that are commercially applied polymers that would look like a stucco right onto that brick, which comes in a bevy of colors, and you could, create some texture to it. You could cover up that block look. That's a real good idea. There's also faux stone that can actually be put up that's interlocking, and you put up rails and literally clip this on. That starts getting a little pricier, but gives you a pretty ornate look. Then there's a product like I talk about called Roller Rock, which is going to be more expensive in paint and less expensive than the polymers that I was talking about. Roller Rock is a microscopic stone and acrylic resins that could be rolled onto that finish. It has limited colors and almost looks like a Corian countertop, that kind of look, that speckle look. You could go to their website, which is Daich Coatings. It's DAICH coatings.com, and you could take a look at the color palette for that. So those are probably four or five quick solutions, Pat, and there's probably more.
Sure. Why, that Daich Coatings, Jerry, you can use that on a vertical surface set, huh?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It's all cosmetic, and it's starting to look bad. And,
right.
I need to do something to clean it up a little bit.
You know? Like I said, just a house paint, properly prepared and primed, acrylic house paints hold up quite nicely on a masonry surface. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. My second question to you is, I'm afraid I know the answer to this, but I've got a asphalt black driveway, and every year I've coated it, sealed it, and I've never used a very expensive one. I've kind of just went, saw what was on sale, and got it, and do it every year. It looked pretty good, fill in the cracks and all that. Well, a couple years ago, I went out and I got kind of an 8-year warranty one, and paid a little bit more for it, probably more than double what I normally pay.
Right.
Did a nice job, went on so easy, cleaned up so nice. Well, next year, I did the same thing. I put another 8-year coat on it. And now that son of a gun is flaking off big time. Every time you walk on that thing.
Yep. Is it breaking down between coats or all the way down to the driveway?
Breaking down all the way down to the old coat.
Yeah. For some reason, that adhesion didn't occur, and you're right. You know what the option is scraping that off. I don't know why the adhesion did not occur, whether there was some oil left on it, but those new coatings are superior. But it's all about the adhesion, and unfortunately, it didn't adhere. Got a scoot. Thank you very much, and we'll take a break and come back and get these questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.